The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Daf Hei. We have in the Gemara by us, Yisoid, which is found in a lot of places in Shas, but this is one of the Iker Mekoymes to discuss the Yisoid of Mashke Yisroel. Things that are ro'ui for Achilas Yisroel, the Heter Yisroel renders them fit for a carbon. Something that's not Mashke Yisroel, which is a Lashon of the Pasuk in Yecheskel that the Gemara brings, for something that's not Mashke Yisroel, it's not used for consumption of Yisroel, is also Mimel and Nifsal for a carbon. In that context, the Gemara discusses, in its discussion of Menachos, of Menachos Shaloy Lishma, the Gemara discusses the Minchas, of the Menach, the Mincha of the carbon Oimer, and the Gemara says carbon Oimer, if the carbon Oimer is Matir the Tvua, so Lachar Kishala Atzmoy, it's also to eat. At that point, the Soilus would be also to eat, so Lachar there should be a Chesaron of Mashke Yisrael. The Gemara says, that's mechus zman leboy bayoyim. Since the zman that it'll be roy to eat is that day, mechus zman leboy bayoyim lo have mechus zman. Question is, what's the rationale behind that? If there is a klal of mashke yisroel that something has to be roy, so osur is osur. If it's not mutter to eat, well, what's the difference if it's boy bayoyim? It will become mutter. How does that take away from the fact that right now it's not mashke yisroel? If consumption by, or possible consumption by Yid is a necessary prerequisite to that thing being kosher l'kavanos, and l'chor you have a problem. Now, truth to be told, what's matir the tvua on the second day of Pesach, that is, the day after the first day of Pesach, which is the day the Yom HaNeif, the day that the Korban Oimer was brought, it's the day the tvua becomes mutter. The exact nature of the heter on this day is not clear. Because the Gemara says that according to Rav, the Gemara brings the Amar Rav, that according to him, if the Mincha Soimer is brought Shalai Lishma, we know that Shalai Lishma, as a rule, even if it's not possible, but it's a carbon, which is any oil de Rotsoin, it's not Yotzi de Chivosoi, for the same price. Also, carbon Shalai Lishma is not matir. If it has to create an effect, it does not. It's a kosher carbon. Says Rav, if the whole carbon oimer is not more than lahatir satvua, so then the carbon is possible. Because the carbon has no mashmos, has no meaning without it creating a heter. That's Rav Shita. According to Rish Lakish, the Gemara says that no, it's not the heter of the oimer. It's not al yidei the carbon oimer, it's al yidei heyer mizrach. The day itself, the yoim, kishol atzmi is matir the oimer. So it would seem according to Rav, the way the Gemara cheshbons that, according to Rav, the heyer ayoim, is not matir. Oy bazoi, it comes out that when Rav passels the carbon oimer shalei lishma, with the reasoning that since the whole carbon is only to be matir, so if it's not matir, so then it has no mashmos, l'choy could have said something more straightforward. Could have said that since the carbon oimer lemaisa didn't create a ritzui, so melech mashke yisrael, you have a problem with mashke yisrael. Why didn't Rav just passel the carbon? Because there's a chesaron of Mashke Yisroel. The kasha is asked by the Shittim Kubetzet, in the Hashmoto is by us. The teretz that's brought, the Mechaz Avrom brings the teretz from the Zer Avrom and from the Mirirov, Rav Avrom Tzvi Kamai. The Mashke Yisroel is a psul only in the Havoas HaKorban, in the Haktorah. The Haktorah of the Korban is Achilas Mizbech. Remember that since in the model of Mincha being patterned after Zvochim, the Shechit Kabbalah Elocha Zrika. The Zrika is not only is David Saddam, but it's Achilles HaMizbech. The Haktorah of the Mincha is the Akrovas HaKoyimitz Agavi HaMizbech. That's the Achilles HaMizbech. So the way they say is that the Psul is a Psul in the Achilles HaMizbech. The same way it's not Roy LaAchilles Yisrael. It's not Roy LaAchilles HaMizbech. It's not a Psul in the Hakrova per se, it's a problem in the Achilas Mizbeach. So Mela, what they say is, Enachanami, Rav Taka didn't need the reasoning to passel up the Mincha Kishalatzmi, he could have passel up because of Mashke Yisrael, but Lamaisi, the kmitza itself was kosher. That comes along Rav. Rav says, but the kmitza is not kosher because Shlodishma, it's not matter. That's not worth anything. The maisa kmitza already is possible. That was the chiddush of Rav. Now, in the Etzmi Yisoid, that Mashki Yisrael is a psul in the achilo. It's not per se a psul that the thing which is not Mashki Yisrael is not roi lakrov b'chlal. We have many things in Korbonis that are possible. Different types of animals. There's neva, there's trefo. There's a whole list of animals in Zvachim and Tmura. The animals are b'chlal not roi. Over here we're talking about something else. We're saying Be'etzim, you could do a ma'isa avoda on that animal. It's not like bringing a chaya for a carbon. It's b'chlal not a carbon. Over here, no. Even though it's not mashki Yisrael, the carbon, even kishalatzmi was saying, would have been roi lakrova. There's a problem that chilas mizbeach is ma'akiv, the ability for it to be eaten, that it has to be mashki Yisrael. The Yisrael itself is in the Chidusha Rajma Dafei. And l'choiru, what you see from this is that Mashki Yisrael is not mufka completely. It's not considered one of the psulei hakrova, but it's a problem in the hakrova itself. It's not the problem is not that the behema, I'm sorry, over here, the material, the soilus, is not a cheftz of a korban. The problem is in the maisa hakrova, because the maisa hakrova al gabem is back, is not shaykh. Because not shaykh achilas adam. This is said l'chor is dvarm hamvorim, interesting place in Tosfos Rosh, in Chulndav Kuf Mem. Chulndav Kuf Mem is perek shluch hakan, and the discussion over there is the bird that was used for different birds they used for different halachas. The discussion over there is tzipore ir hanidachas. It's a bird that came from ir hanidachas, could it be used for a carbonoif, could it not be used for a carbonoif? The Gemara brings a pasuk. And the Tosfos has to kash, just say it's a psul mashki Yisrael. Since anything comes from Yenidachas, it's also b'hano, also b'achil for sure. So then it's not roi l'korb. So Tosfos Rosh answers, yeah. Ain't achinami that the korban will be possible because the akrova is not a good akrova. But we have a klal in korbanos, and when something is a psul in the akrova, for instance, a korban is brought shel l'shmo, it's what krav balaylo, was brought by a kohen. Was a balmum. The carbon kishlatzmi would have been roi. It was brought in a way that passes it. Okay. The halacha is that if it's ola, if the carbon was hukrim al-gabi mizbech, lo yerid. It's a carbon, it's a pasul of carbon. You're not yotzi dechavoscho. Abram ola lo yerid. Mashenga, let's say somebody takes a deer. Somebody shechts it and puts the meat al-gabi mizbech. Take it off. It's not a carbon bechlal. Im ola yerid. There, it's bechlal, not a cheftz of a carbon at all. What about something that's not mashki Yisrael? So the Tosfos Rosh answers Tosfos Kasha by saying like this: if Tzipor Yani Dachas would only be a Chesar Mashki Yisrael, then Malo Yerit. Mashen Kain. Now that there's a separate pasuk, the Torah is telling us that Tzipor Yani Dachas is not a Chefetz of a carbon at all. Malo Yerit. So L'chor the Voshtet in Tosfos Rosh is that Mashki Yisrael is only psul in the Hakrova, not that the thing itself, the material itself, is not Roy at all the Hakrova. Tosfos himself over there in Chum Dav Kuf Mem says something else. Tosfos says that the reason why you need a pasuk tzipor and nidachas and you don't learn how mashki Yisrael is because kishal atzmoi, something is not mashki Yisrael, says Tosfos, is only when it didn't have a shas hakosher. Over here, these birds did have a shas hakosher. They were mutter to eat. They became also when they were part of the property of the condemned city, when they were part of the nidachas. When they have a shas hakosher, there's no chsorin in Mashki Yisrael. This is important also in Cheshvin, because Tosfos by us, as a kash, the Gemara brings different psukim, that trefa, behema, which is a trefa, can't eat it, that it's possible to carbon. And Tosfos has a kash of Nesugim Tmudav Choftes, that over there, it sounds like, at the end of the day, the Gemara does hold this psul Mashki Yisrael, in any case of trefa. The Gemara by us is a shakotai, if you don't hold the Mashki Yisrael, that's what seems to come out of Tosfos by us. Kiva'egin, the Gilin Hashas, sends us the Tosfos in Chulndav Kuf Mem, the place that we just quoted. And that's where Tosfos says this word of Shas HaKosher. And based on it, Kiva'egin means to be Mitzayin, that in Cain, then even if you're talking about Nevad, which is the subject of Tmura Dav Choftes, an animal that was worshipped, it becomes Asa. So the halachas over there also that there should be Chesar Mashki Yisrael, that's the Shachvatai of Tosfos. But if you hold the Mashki Yisrael is only Chesaron where there was no Shas HaKosher, then by Nevet also the Mizrach Asa Kashas, and that Teretz wouldn't be able to be used for this Kasha. Means, say, if you hold it this far of Shas HaKosher, then you wouldn't be able to say that Nevad has a Psalm Ashki Yisrael, so then you would need a separate Pasuk, which that's a different way of learning the Sugya and Tumur Rav Chov Tes. Akitzur. One can say that there's a Psalm Ashki Yisrael B'cholayf, and we're discussing that the Chsar Ashki Yisrael is a Psalm Makrov, and not a Psalm in the Gufoy Shal Karban. We're discussing if Shas HaKosher maybe would tell us something like Gabi this, that if it has a Shas HaKosher, it's not against the Psul HaKrova. If it doesn't have a Shas HaKrova, so then Shas Kosher, so then it is a Psul HaKrova, whether that would make a difference or not. The problem with all this is Gemara Mufur Reshes and Psochem Dachem Zayin Amabes that seems to contradict this. The Gemara says over there that if something became, was Huktzel the Shabbos, it was set aside, by from that it wasn't going to be used, so it's Muktzel the Shabbos. So l'chayr, there should be a problem of taking one of those animals, take an animal that was set aside, to take that animal and use it as a carbon tomid is problematic. Why? Because of Mashki Yisrael. That's what it says over there. Even though, something that was hukza had a shas HaKosher. Right now it's hukza, it's not meant to be used. If it's not meant to be used, it's mukza mele, it's not Mashki Yisrael. And what happens if we say that anything that had a shas HaKosher doesn't have this problem? Because over there, certainly, it did have a Shas HaKosher. It's also interesting that Rabbi Kivega is not Mitzayin to the Gemara in Psochim when he's Mitzayin on the Taisus over there, Chulm Daf Kuf Mem. So, leaving aside the Taisus Rosh, which is what we're going to have a difficulty with, the Taisus Rosh, who says that the Din of Mashki Yisrael is only when there was no Shas HaKosher, that's what he says over there by Tzpari Yarni Dakat. Let's examine the Gemara over there for a minute. The Gemara over there says, the Gemara is involved in the discussion is Muktza deraisa or derabbanan. When somebody is Makta something, does that become, the Pasuk says in, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, by Kla Yisrael in the Midbar, by the Mon, V'chinu es Hashay of you, the things need a Hachon for Shabbos, it would sound like Muktza deraisa. Muktza the way we have it, Pashas, the Rambam says Muktza derabbanan. Chazal goes at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, because they were afraid that if people would pick up things, they would do malachas, there's a chash, that's also the tiltel, zilzul Shabbos, but not that the thing itself is osur kishala atzmoy. And the Gemara over there says, in the discussion of whether muktzah deraisa derabbanan, the Gemara says that there shouldn't be a problem of a mashki Yisrael by a behemoth that's muktzah, like I'll be using for a carbon on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that there's a chiluk between all other Yisurim, Nevad, all the dinim of Nevad, Trevor, all these things that are posel hakrova, mimashki Yisrael, would only be a problem because these are things that have an isim migufay. Muktza, on the other hand, the Gemara says, is not osim migufay, it's not osim kishala atzmoy, it's only osim because of something that's imposed from without. But if Muktz is derabbanan, then there's no chilik. The whole Gemara is awesome. The Pashtus of the Gemara, what the Gemara means to say is, Mashki Yisrael is not just a factual, if it's also to eat, so then it's also to Hakrova. The Pshat is that Hakrova is not on something that's Hudcha. We had in the Sugya in the beginning of Zvachim. There's a Musig in Adava Kodosh of something that's hudcha, something that's nidcha. If it's nidcha from hishtamshus, l'tzorche choyl, if it's a dova also and it's nidcha, then kal v'choyim, it's nidcha from tzorche gavoya. That's the etzim idea of this din. So what the Gemara seems to be pointing out is that if muktzah is a din deraisa, so then what that means is that the thing itself is also, the thing is nidcha, and in that there's a chiluk between if it's nidche kishe le'atzmoy, or the din is not mitzad atzmoy, the din is mitzad sibo acheres. That means sometimes you have the physical nature of that thing creates that it's also. By muktzah, it's not the case. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a regular animal, just it was muktzah from use on Shabbos, that's why it's nidche. Mashenke, the Gemara says, if muktzah derabbanan, muktzah derabbanan means, like we said, his stomach says, so over there, there's no chiluk in how to understand the lomdus. That's the Gemara over there. Again, all this is according to the Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh is mechalik that the din of something being osur la'achila makes it, renders it osur la'akrova, renders it posur la'akrova, is not a given. It's only if the thing itself is nifsal nidches, and then that's true also on the level of tzorch gavoya, it's nidchem. Hashem, if it has a shasa kosher, that means the thing itself is roi kisha la'atzma. There's only a reason mibachutz, and that fits with the way we explain the shach v'tayi of the Gemara over there in Psachim daf memches, mzayinu mibes, going on to memches. According to Toysus, Toysus Chum daf kufmem is not mechalik between hoyle shasa kosher and not hoyle shasa kosher. Would be possible to say that mashki is also purely functional then. If lemaisa it's also lachila, the fact that it's also lachila, makes it not royal lakachim. Not that if it's not royal lachila, that's a simin, that it's nidchen, if it's nidchen, it's nidchen mitzorch gavoya. But, if it's also lachila, that itself is a din klape the achila of it as a korban, that's not roy. Again, the Pshat and Gemara in Psachim is going to be that something which is not roy kishala atzmoi, that will have a din imposed on it, that's possible kachim. Something which is roy kishala atzmoi, it's not nifsa mitzad atzmoi, it's only nifsa mitzad a sibo mi bachutz, the thing itself would be roy. So over there, that type of being also would not create an iser ligavoya. Now, the truth of the matter is, there's another nekuda here. The Maram Shif and Chulm Daf Tzadik, over there the discussion is legabe part of the behema by a korban oil that you put on the mizbech. You put the whole gufa behema, l'chayr if it's attached to that, animal, you put the giran osh, even though the giran osh shouldn't be royal like rov tzos to eat. So in discussing over there the psul mashki yisol, Maram Shif asks a question. He says the Gemara Baos brings the pasuk in Yecheskel mashki yisol losh in the pasuk in Yecheskel. Do we learn out psuli akrova midivrei neviim? Meaning, say the bederech klal the psukim in neviim and ksuvim can't be used to be mechiach dinim deraisa. If it's the takana later on, takana derabbanan that it was instituted in the beginning of the second base of Middosh, no. But to say it's a din deraisa, we don't have nizgala in psukim divrei neviim. There's no remez to it in the pasuk deraisa. It says Rav Shif, no. He says the svara of mashki yisol is the svara kishal atzmoi. The pasuk is there just to be megal the svara. What's the svara? The svara is it's not roi. It's not nidche. It's nidche. It's not a cheftz of akrova. If it's a cheftz of isa, the two are opposite, contradictory concept. Something which bechefza is has an isur in it, isur achila, cannot be that it's a chefza of kedusha of hakrov. That's the way the Maram Shif says. What's interesting is the lechayd is a Rashi in Zvachon Pechesam and Alpha, it seems to be says to that. Rashi is talking over there about meduma. Meduma is, let's say, yayin of truma that was mixed up with other wine. So it can't be drunk by Yisrael because there's yayin of truma mixed in. Says Rashi that it can't be brought over there. The discussion is using that wine for akrova for nischayayin on the mizbeach, and Rashi says you can because we have a din that what's brought on the mizbeach has to be ro'oi la'achila l'kubiin and dava ro'oi l'chol Yisrael. That's how he brings the din of mashki Yisrael. Now let's examine that for a minute. When we're talking about truma, we're not talking about something that's osu. You're talking about something that's osu. It's nidcha. Truma, if anything, is more royal than kohanim. So why shouldn't it be put on the mizbech? L'chayr, there's no isa, there's nothing there that's nidcha, there's nothing there that's mos. It's not nifsal. At best, what you could say in Rashi, and l'chayr, it's muchrach in Rashi, is that mashki Yisrael is a din, that what goes on the mizbech, the posuk is being megal, that the what goes on the mizbeach is a hakrova of achila. And it has to be roi, it's a psulm akrova. The akrova has to be that which is nechal is being hukrav. If it's not nechal, it's not hukrav. If it's not nechal, call Yisrael, it can't be hukrav. But not that there's something nifsal about it. That's not a svara. That's a din in the seder akrova. The seder akrova has to do with achila. We described over and over again how the hakrovas hakorban is the avodas adam bearing into the achila. The akrova is a matter for the achila. We have the din l'moshel of ein bosa, ein dam. That the dam, even though the ritzu of the dam is not ma'akiv, more than the ritzu of the dam is not ma'akiv in every carbon, the achila afterwards is not, but the ritzu of the dam has to have that it's a matir for achila. If there's no basa, And there's nothing of the carbon left to eat. There's no dam and there's no emurim chalobim and there's no basa to eat. Then the carbon is not a carbon. Why? Because the tsura of the carbon has to be lachilas. There's a din in that krova that it has to be ba'ifin that it's mutter, and that's what krova gabayam is bech. It's not a psul. If that's the case, then that's a new type of din nakrova. It certainly needs a separate pasuk. To say that's a svara and since gal the pasuk yecheskel, that's difficult. So that remains to be seen. The Rambam sure clearly accepts not that we understand that it's a svara. Something which is nesar, it's a chatich de yisura, is nifsal, and that's a svara. The pasuk really is only just giving a tsura to that which is really a svara. It remains to be seen how Rashi will deal with that issue raised by Maram Shiv. How could you create a new psul in Hakrova without a pasuk?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.